Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Tuesday, July the 28th, right here at Free Fire Radio on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio streaming worldwide at KCNRradio.com. Good morning. Thank you for joining us today, 7:05 in the morning. In the news, top of the hour, always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Alex is here.
Good morning, everyone.
Ben is in Ohio.
Yeah.
Doing whatever people in Ohio do during this time when they're under a heat dome and smoke alerts all through a huge part of the country.
Yes.
Wow.
Probably a lot more humid out there, too.
Wow. And then it's moving this way.
Yeah.
That's why it's going to be, gosh, what is it, 107 or 8? Yeah, 108.
Oh, man. Could they just stay inside and do nothing?
Not today. Today it's going to be relatively charming, but what national days do we have today?
You have National Milk Chocolate Day.
Oh, okay. Yep.
And National Water Park Day.
Waterboarding?
Water park.
Water park day. I didn't know they could do waterboarding days. Have you ever been waterboarding?
No, good Lord. When?
No, I was just asking.
No,
just,
well, you know,
just for fun, you know, at some party. When who wants to be waterboarded?
You got to clear that topic off the table. Yeah.
Okay.
We don't have that in common.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. You know, it's just... it just feels like you're drowning. You're not really.
Yeah. I can tell Carl was in a good mood this morning because he was dancing to the intro music.
Yeah, I was dancing to the intro music. I am. I don't know why. I got a lot of sleep last night, but I woke up early, so it kind of negates it.
Okay.
All right, let's talk about the weather. Now, when I tell you the weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, it's not the weather. Do not get upset with them. It's just a weather report so you know how beautiful it's going to be today. 101 today with a low around 68. Then it starts warming up. Yeah, today is the balmy day at 101. It's going from 102 tomorrow, and it just keeps going up. Thursday, it holds at 102. But Friday, 106. Saturday, 107. Sunday, it holds at 107. And then Monday, it's going to 108. So, triple digits between now and next Monday.
Wow. No.
Yes. Okay. And this, my friends, this is serious weather. This is the kind of weather, if you see somebody, one of our homeless Denzians, laying on the sidewalk, call 911. Because they can get some severe burns. Because the concrete can get up to, like, what, 130?
Yeah.
Something like that. When you're walking your dogs, walk them in the morning. Put them on the grass. Take them to doggy parks. But if you're walking them, and if you have to walk them later on in the day, put your hand on the pavement. If it's burning your hand, it's going to burn their feet.
Yep.
So just be aware of that. And if you leave your dog outside, make sure it's got shade and lots of water there. Water it can't turn over.
Good point.
Yeah. You know, put it in something big enough that they can drink out of it. They can't flip it over. If people have to work, I understand that. But just make sure you're taking care of your animals. If you've got horses, going out there and check where they're watering. You know, I moved from a self-waterer, you know, a dish type thing they can stick their muzzle in, to a big, 15-gallon tub. That way I can see how much water she's drinking, and I have to fill it up every day. She's drinking a good 10 gallons of water a day. So if you got horses, and if you have horses, you understand that. But and plus evaporation. So be aware of all of these things. It's going to be hot. It's going to be. You know how hot it is? It's going to be damn hot.
I'll stay away from the dams then.
Okay. Wait a minute, not finished yet. And the weather report, not the weather. The weather report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, longtime advertiser of ours, the Kenny family. They provide outstanding service to their customers. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. They've won awards for hiring veterans. 30 years in the business, three generations of the Kenny family working there. Locally owned, locally operated, and a veteran-owned business. Can't say enough about them because they help in a lot of different ways you never even hear about. Just because that's the kind of people they are. And you can reach them at 530-365-3793. 108. But, in here, it's 70.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, here it's 70.
Yeah.
And if we were in New York, we'd have it turned up to 78 because Mayor Mondami says, oh no, you gotta turn your thermometers up or your thermostats up to 78. And they were talking about it on MSNBC or CNN or one of those. Oh, you know, he said to turn it up, you know, it's make sure they don't have energy outages. And this guy on there says, it's not 78 in here. And they're looking at it, it was like deer in the headlights.
Yeah.
It was like, he says, it's not 78 in here. Y'all are talking about it. But it's not 78 in here. He says, I bet it's closer to 68 in here. And they're all trying, you know, oh, let's go to break.
So,
at least be honest about it.
What I was going to say is we have breaking news.
Okay.
This happened about 10 minutes ago.
All right.
In Kyushu, Japan, a 7.1 seismic earthquake occurred.
Yes, and it's, I don't think it happened 2 minutes ago. I think it was earlier than that because.
Okay. Well, the news update is 2 minutes ago.
They're talking about, buildings down, people trapped in them. It's one of the worst earthquakes they've had.
Yeah.
7.5. That is, you know, that one means business.
Yeah.
When it's doing that. I wonder what would happen. Why don't you look that up at the type of damage, you know, 7.5 can do because what was the one in LA? And up in San Francisco.
When I was living in L.A., that was, gosh, that was 2018. They were like 4.5.
Yeah, but how about the one that hit San Francisco? Because I was living in Southern California. I was in Fallbrook, California, and the house was shaking during that time frame. And this was a long time ago. I say a long time ago, so it had to be in, it was probably in the early 80s.
Okay, I'll find out.
Yeah. Oh, no. Late 80s. Yeah. Okay. I hate to start off with this, but funeral services have been announced for our Redding City Manager, William Tarbo, who died unexpectedly on July 19th at the age of 56. A funeral liturgy will be held Friday at 11 a.m. That's this Friday, the 31st. At St. Joseph Catholic Church on Gold Street here in Redding. It's kind of a cross street between that and, it's on Gold Street, and it's right across the street from St. Joseph School. The reception will follow at St. Joseph School, and city leaders are inviting members of the public to attend and pay their respects to William Tarbo. Linda and I will be there. And because I thought a lot of this guy, you know, I mean, he'd been on the show. In fact, Wednesday at 8 o'clock, tomorrow at 8 o'clock, we'll be playing a best of, and I'll tell you tomorrow why, because I can't be there. I've got to leave at 8. And I'll tell you tomorrow why. And so we'll play his show. And it was from April 27th. You can go back and look, but I think it was April 27th. Alex. And we'll replay that show. And he stayed afterwards, and then he and I had lunch a couple times.
Yeah.
And I thought that this was a man that was going to have a tremendous impact in the right way for our city. And it was just, I mean, yeah, you know, he had left a wife and 4 kids, one with special needs. So, I think it behooves us to, you may not be Catholic and you've never been to a liturgy, but to go there and at least pay your respects.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So that earthquake, 1989.
Yeah.
6.9.
It destroyed things, though. I mean, didn't it hit San Francisco and Oakland real hard? Didn't it?
It dropped
freeways?
It originated in Loma Prieta, but it felt, you know, I only have the date. I can look up the destruction.
Which is the one that, I mean, it dropped freeway overpasses. Stadium in Oakland?
That was it.
And that was what?
89.
Yeah, but
6.9.
Now, here's the thing about earthquakes, if I remember right. They're exponential. A 6-point earthquake and a 7-point earthquake isn't just 1 point. It is a huge difference. So if that's one of 7.5 there, and then kind of look up largest earthquakes that we know of, those kind of things. Okay, because we have to take a break right now, and you've got 3 minutes and 30 seconds to figure it out. We'll be right back.
Well, not your property, but my real name is there.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hello, my name is Lindsay Myers. I am the president and CEO of Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support and partnership over the years.
Hi, I'm Heather Kellenhofer, president of NorCal Breast Cancer Connection, continuing the legacy of NorCal St. Pete. We would like to express our sincere gratitude to Redding Rancheria for all the support over the years.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Everybody calls us a liar.
Could someone you know use a little extra comfort right now? Alliance Heating and Air is proud to team up with Lennox to bring Feel the Love to our community, a special program providing free heating and cooling systems to homeowners in need. A simple nomination can make a big difference. Nominate today at homecomfort.org or call 2212-642 Alliance Heating and Air, because everybody calls us 2212-642.
Every drive tells a story. Morning commutes, weekend getaways, road trips that stretch for miles. That's why you need Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Redding. At Quick and Clean Car Wash, you'll receive a detailed hand scrub pre-clean, a gentle soft cloth wash, and a personal towel dry brings out a smooth, polished shine. Fast, affordable, starting at only $12. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Redding.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
The only real estate agent I trust right here in Redding and Shasta County is Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate. Now, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
Now, how early should a seller start developing their strategy if they want to sell their home? And is pricing considered the biggest part of that selling strategy?
That's actually a really good question. I think most successful sellers in today's market are starting about 6 months before they go on the market for sale. And in that period, they're making improvements and adjustments to their property. So they're positioned really well and ready to really receive top dollar when they come to market. Second part of your question around price, it's always important, but really process in many cases is more important than just the price.
All right. Thanks for keeping us up to date. Talk to the only agent in town I recommend. Go online to reddinghomes.com. That's Redding, R-E-D-D-I-N-G, homes.com, or just Google Josh Barker, and then you could start a package.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebot. Good morning. Tuesday, the 28th, 7:20 in the morning. It's 69 degrees. I think it's warmer than that. Going up to 101 today, my friends, but this is the balmy day. It's going to get hotter after this. Flock cameras. Is that where we were going?
Yeah, you had that on the agenda.
Flock cameras. Okay. They're called ALPRs, which means something, I'm sure. Yeah. I'll look that up, too. They're AI-powered cameras, and the what they are is the sheriff's got 24 of them out there, and what it does is it keeps track of areas, you know, because we can't be everywhere. Sheriff can't be everywhere. And so the Board of Supervisors approved a $550,000 contract for these 24 flock cameras. A company, Flock Safety, they call them flock cameras, but they're called ALPRs. A company which has faced mounting controversy both for sharing data with federal agencies and documented misuse cases, has brought this issue up. Now, I'm getting stuff in, I'm getting emails probably every day about the cameras. One of the cameras was knocked down. In fact, I saw it. I didn't see it get knocked down. But my friend's out, lives out in that area. He says, hey, look over there. What happened? And somebody came in behind it and just pushed it over. It wasn't like they just, you know, destroyed it, but they pushed it over. And so what it is the thing is it can take, a lot of information, including your car. It goes, it takes, records vehicle plate numbers, make, model, color, and other identifying features as they pass in front of the camera. The data, which includes photographs of the vehicle, is uploaded into a central server, allowing law enforcement agencies to identify and locate suspect vehicles by using search term for unique identifiers such as roof racks or bumper stickers. So if you've got weird bumper stickers on your car.
Yeah.
I knew you'd call, Rich. I just thought I'd light the fuse. Here you go, buddy. Hello. Richard, you're on.
Good morning. Yeah. I wanted to add something from yesterday when I was on for about 15 seconds about the flock camera.
Yeah.
You know, the whole issue. Yeah, I know. You were busy. You know, the whole idea is, you know, they're accessing this electronic database without a warrant, without probable cause. It's in the county policy, by the way. It's, you know, the state law allows no warrant, no probable cause, and the county policy also does the same. But, you know, our county board of supervisors can pass a local ordinance, which is a local law, and they can require a warrant. They can absolutely do that. There is nothing prohibiting that. So I would suggest we get a hold of our county board of supervisors. Now, I don't want the cameras at all. However, the first step should be to require warrants. Why do we have to wait for people in black robes who think they're smarter than us and they're not? Why do we have to wait for a Supreme Court to tell us to get a warrant first? We don't have to do that, Carl.
Well, according to Senate Bill 34... prevents the law enforcement from sharing data with agencies outside the state, including the federal government, and that they have had already Mountain View, Santa Cruz, Los Altos are canceling their contracts due to data sharing concerns, and the L.A. Police Department paused its use of flock cameras and is renegotiating its contract to clarify questions about data ownership and security.
And nowhere, and while I appreciate that particular angle, nowhere in what you just said mentioned the Fourth Amendment at all.
It's
true. They're only worried about who has access to the data. Okay? That's all they're worried about. So
the question is, should you
pass an ordinance?
And I understand that it can be a force multiplier for law enforcement. But the question is that it's everything about your car.
And it says if it has, it gets the plate numbers, make, model, color, and other identifying features. Doesn't it also get the person in the car?
Well, the person is in the photograph. However, facial recognition, all that stuff, that's all been around for a while now. Yeah. And with the hyper exponential use of AI, probably very easy to modify the software that the cameras are using for cars.
Well, it's
probably very easy to modify that software to include facial recognition.
Well, they found that 71, an investigation found that 71 California law enforcement agencies had violated the state's law, with departments in L.A., San Diego, and Orange County found to have searched the systems on behalf of two federal agencies, ICE and Customs and Border Protection. So
again, that's fine. But none of that talks about Fourth Amendment violations, though.
Nope. Okay.
Hey, real quick.
Okay.
Are you still there?
I am.
City manager, Tarbo, right?
Tarbo.
I have a few friends in this town, as you might imagine. I have a few, Carl, believe it or not. I do have some friends, believe
okay.
it or not. And some of them do work for the city of Reading, and some of them no longer work for the city, but no others. The word on the street is Mr. Tarbo is getting ready to turn this town upside down, especially Reading Electric Utility, REU, and the police department, likely by bringing in a police chief from even out of state. And I don't know, maybe you can have some of the higher-ups in the city on and say, hey, was Mr. Tarbo going to make some drastic changes in the city that possibly made some people upset? Anyways, just asking, Carl.
Don't try to tie that in. I know what you're trying to do here. Don't get into conspiracy.
You do.
Don't get into your conspiracy theories. I know what happened to William Tarbo, and it doesn't track.
Uh-huh.
So thanks, Richard.
All right, thanks, Carl.
You bet. No, don't get into that. That he was upsetting people, and then all of a sudden, no.
Even I won't go there.
No, even you won't go there, and you love these things.
Yeah.
No, don't even go there. It's nothing to do with that. I know stuff that I'm just not talking about because it was told to me. In confidence, what had happened. But I will tell you, he was going to change a lot of things here. And one of them was just being accountable in each one of the departments, being accountable of what you're doing, what you're getting paid for, and are you doing that job? And the vast majority, of course, they are. But are some of, like two or three departments doing the same job or parts of the same job?
Right.
There's, what about, are we getting all the money that we have been promised from either businesses or the government? Is that coming in after it's been, was allocated to us? And have we been doing that? And he was looking at everything. He was looking at everything. It would have been, I just wish that he had been able to finish his plan, his blueprint there.
Yeah.
But Webb, who Tarbo chose, I think is on board with it. So we'll see what happens. We'll get him. Michael was on the show a few weeks ago. We'll get him back on again after he settles in. So anyway, so what's going to happen to flock cameras now? In Shasta County, they've had the first 6 weeks of use alone. It supported 14 felony arrests, 4 stolen vehicle recoveries, and the locations of 2 seniors whose disappearances have resulted in silver alerts. Flock says that in communities where the cameras are deployed, roughly 1 in 5 cases cleared by law enforcement are connected to the use of the technology. So that's what it's there for.
Yeah.
And then you got to get into this trust thing. If it's being uploaded into the Flock cloud, who else gets access to it?
Who can hack into it?
Who can hack into that? And when you look down there, the people that were being, they were sharing, by making searches for federal agencies.
Well, with the
which I'm not sure that, if you'd had Flock cameras more, at this point where that guy killed the 4 students.
Yeah.
As it is, they have him, has his car on camera, but they, you know, they had the same kind of car. Which, by the way, the guy is pulling back his not guilty plea and says they lied to him and he wants a trial. And, you know, frankly, Idaho has the death penalty.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, pull that guilty plea. Pull that guilty plea and go in front of a jury.
Yeah, what I was going to say is on your phone you have the GPS tracking.
Yeah.
And they will sell that to anybody.
Oh, yeah.
For marketing, for police work.
We tell our guys when you're in someplace else in another country, in certain countries, turn off your tracking.
Yeah.
Totally. And so because otherwise they can see everywhere you go to.
Yep.
Like they can see mine right now probably.
Yep.
Anyway. Let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back. I've got, oh gosh, we've got so many things to talk about. This, you know, I've kind of already addressed the heat dome that's moving. But let's talk about a lady in Maine who went in for a simple operation.
I love talking about women in Maine.
We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Carrie Crancy, CEO of the Community Foundation of the North State, and we are so grateful for the partnership of the Reading Rancheria over 20 years and counting.
Hi, I'm Jenna Berry with Raising Shasta. We love partnering with the Rancheria. They've been a huge supporter of us for years in so many ways. You know, they help us with our fundraisers, and especially when we come to planting pinwheels.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Reading, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Coming soon, get ready for a fresh new publication created especially for women who love the Western and country lifestyle. Jade West Magazine, launching August 1st with our very first edition. Jade West Magazine will bring inspiring stories, beautiful photography, and fresh content to readers every 2 months. Whether you're a lifelong country girl or simply inspired by the beauty and values of rural living, Jade West celebrates women, traditions, and communities that make the West so special. Discover Western fashion trends, delicious homestyle recipes, country decor inspiration, travel destinations, and ideas for celebrating life's special moments. Meet influential women, rodeo queens, artists, musicians, authors, and local businesses that are shaping today's Western culture. Jade West Magazine celebrates strength, grace, and the spirit of women across the West. Pre-order your print or digital copy today at jadewestmag.com and be among the first to experience our premiere issue on August 1st. Jade West Magazine, for the wild woman.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs.
family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on a very warm Tuesday, 101 today. But guess what? This is the balmy day of the week. Oh, yeah, go out and put your sweater on today because it's going to start getting hot later on this week. Going up to 107, 108 by next Tuesday. And you know, when it says 108, that's just kind of averaging around.
Yeah, for real.
I mean, you can be at 110. Easy. So people need to know this is that the building's second floor of the Reading Library has been closed temporarily for HVAC repairs.
Okay.
They're trying to fix the heating and air conditioning system serving the upper level. The downstairs portion of the library and children's department is going to remain open during normal business hours. You know, so it's temporary, and it's necessary to ensure a safe and comfortable environment. So there. Okay. This lady in Maine. And this one is, as soon as I can find, there it is. This lady in Maine had a benign ovarian cyst. These are not unusual, right?
My mom's had them before. Yeah.
People get them all the time. But this one was growing a little bit, so she went in immediately to have it removed. During the operation, they took her bladder.
As well or by accident?
They took her bladder out.
Wow.
I don't know if they took the cyst. You would hope they would.
That's
it.
They
took the bladder. She went to court with this and was awarded the 2-week medical malpractice trial against the Northern Light Inland Hospital and Northern Light Health. $17 million.
Mm-hmm.
And you think, well, a couple questions. I mean, I've been operated on four, you know, where you go out and it's been on, you know, shoulders. And
yeah.
But they, I mean, they asked me, had to be at least 4 or 5 times what I was in there for.
Okay.
And which shoulder, you know. Both times, you know, and they weren't like, right, you know, they were several years apart. Injuries on both sides, but at least I had let myself wait a few years before I cracked myself up again. But they had it. Each time I had to say, I had to tell them which, and I had to tell them my name. My name is this, you know, and it's my left shoulder. And then they circled the shoulder. And I was thinking, I'm not sure I'm feeling good about this. But the reason they do it is because the surgeon, you may not even see the surgeon.
Yeah.
Or you may have seen him one time. But it's to prevent things. This lady went in because she now has irreversible injury.
Yeah.
Because when they took out her bladder.
You kind of need that.
Yeah, and it showed. And when they took it out, then immediately things have to, you know, they went back in to see if they could rebuild the bladder. There was insufficient healthy bladder tissue remaining to reconstruct or repair the organ. She had to have a bilateral nephrostomy tubes to drain urine directly from her kidney, then plastic tubes. Surgically placed through the lower back, allowing urine to flow into a bag, reoccurring urinary tract infections, kidney infections, multiple medical procedures, other complications. She had reconstructive surgery. They used a portion of her small intestine to create a new bladder known as a neobladder. However, She must insert a catheter multiple times a day to drain the neobladder. Requires ongoing medical treatment from specialists. Now, putting the catheter in is not an easy thing. I mean, it's not.
Not impossible,
it's not, you know, brain surgery or rocket science, but it is still something you have to do.
Yeah.
And it can lead to, you know, UTIs.
The infections.
The infections. Anyway, Northern Light Inland Hospital has now closed down.
Of course they have.
And, but this, they gave her the $17 million for what she's gone through and what she's going to have to go through in
the rest
in
of her
the rest of her life.
God.
So, if you're going in for surgery, and it's like a hip or a knee, if they're not asking you which one it is, you may want to volunteer that information and maybe put a big circle around it, this one, and write, have somebody write down this one.
Yeah. Well, my great-grandfather went in to have his tonsils out, and the orderly came into the room and started shaving his lower abdomen. And he said, well, this is strange. I'm having a tonsillectomy. He let him do it. He thought it was funny as a joke.
Maybe
but
it felt good.
They were prepping him for appendix.
Oh. Well, you know what? Maybe they thought, well, we'll take out the tonsils and the appendix. Appendix does, you know, it serves no purpose. First of all,
two for one.
It serves no purpose, and you know, and if you get appendicitis, it can kill you.
Yeah.
So maybe we'll take the tonsils out and your appendix.
Yeah.
A twofer, and the.
I don't know.
For one price. The new Reading Cancer Center is opening here very soon. I think it's going to be official. I think it's going to be the official walkthrough. They had a media walkthrough on July the 24th. And it's a $70 million state-of-the-art medical center devoted to adult cancer care. It's going to open up next month. You know, when a patient comes in for cancer treatment, and this is from Jennifer Reynolds, Director of Oncology at Mercy Medical Center, it's usually a long day because they're waiting for labs, waiting for transportation, waiting to see the doctor to get their chemotherapy. So having all this in a one-stop shop really is going to help reduce the time that patients have to wait.
Makes sense.
It surely does. And Dignity Health is the one that is behind this, but Sierra Pacific Industries put in a lot of money for this center also, along with Reading Rodeo Association pledged $50,000 over 5 years, you know, $10,000 a year for this. And they are, it's going to allow an additional 1,800 patients in addition to the 1,400 people who now receive treatment at the Dignity's four different oncology program sites. So, anyway, there's going to be a public ribbon cutting and grand opening for the complex at 10 a.m. on August 18th, followed by tours from the public from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. So, two-story, 40,000-square-foot structure. And I think everybody knows where that is, on the New Palm Plain, right next to Cypress Avenue. So,
Are you gonna go tour it?
On that day, I think Linda probably will.
Okay.
And you ought to go too. I mean, anybody should go to it, but I'm gonna be up in the Warner Mountains, rolling in the dirt or something like that. On the 18th. Wait a minute. The 18th. No. I think I can be there on the 18th, come to think of it.
As long as there's free food, I'm there.
You know, Michael Quinn, who sold us this station, he didn't sell us the station. He sold us a dark license. I'm going to write a short story about that.
You should.
I should. You know what? Here's where we missed our chances. We could have had the longest running reality show in the history of TV. 18 years. Well, okay. You know, I mean, a real reality show, not something like, you know, the, you know, Survivor, that kind of stuff.
Right.
Because they could have called this Survivor Junior.
Okay.
And just followed us for at least the first 5 years of establishing the station. I mean, we had it all. We had it all. You know, fires, disaster, high points, low points. Anyway, but what Quinn told me, he says, oh, by the way, he says, when you have a radio station, you eat free at a lot of places.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, you eat free? I mean, like at restaurants? Oh, no, no, no. Every time there's a public, you know, they have a public announcement or there's lunches or something, you're always invited. And you know what? When he had a station, I never saw him miss one of those.
Yeah.
We didn't go to all of them, but yeah. But he did, and he's right.
Free, you know, lunches, man.
And free lunches or, you know, after dark dinners, you know, at openings of new restaurants. So, all right. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Redding. What do I mean by that? Watch repair, watch batteries replaced, jewelry repair, the cleaning of your jewelry, stone cutting, jewelry design, building your designs into jewelry right there at Four Winds Jewelry, plus a wonderful selection of jewelry, you know, old pawn, state jewelry, Native American, plus all the new stuff that people like too. And all of this is at Four Winds Jewelry. It's locally owned, locally operated, been in the business here for over 30 years. Like I said, locally owned, locally operated, really cool people down there, Rebecca Henry, Leonard, and Bill, the watch repair guy, and the been voted best in the North State for 4 years in a row. That's Four Winds Jewelry, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, the only place Linda goes to shop for jewelry, and she's never been disappointed. We'll be right back.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has stood for more than just a store. It's all about neighbors helping neighbors, families growing together, and communities thriving. And now, that tradition is here in Redding. From feed and garden supplies to tools and pet essentials, Grange Co-op has what you need. With service you can trust, visit us today at 55 Lake Boulevard. Grange Co-op, trusted by neighbors since 1934.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-24-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Imagine walking into your home and instantly feeling relaxed because the colors are fresh, clean, and exactly your style. That's what Eagle Eye Painting does for homeowners every day. Careful prep, protecting your furniture and floors, and a smooth, beautiful finish you'll be proud to show off. We're local, licensed, bonded, insured, and we're happy to help you in English or Spanish. Ready to fall in love with your home again? Call Eagle Eye Painting today at 530-410-1317 for a free, friendly estimate. That's 530-410-1317 or visit 530painter.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless. Don't pour your love out on
me, baby. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and DeBond. Streaming worldwide at KCNRradio.com. Today, the 28th of July, 7:50 in the morning, 72 degrees, going up to 101 today, and that's going to be the good day. Scientists have found direct evidence that genetic makeup influences how cancer tumors form and evolve after environmental DNA damage, possibly explaining why smoking and UV rays cause cancer in some and not others. Huh, how about that? And they found a drug, an injectable drug, lets 36% of children with multiple food allergies safely eat allergy-triggering foods after 1 year.
Huh.
Researchers say an oral immunotherapy may offer similar benefits, though participants reported it carried more side effects. You know, when you see the side effects, you know, projectile vomiting and, you know, explosive diarrhea, those are things that you don't like. Let's talk words. What are the most commonly used English words? A list of 2,300 from the 50s. Has been updated to more than 2,800 words in 2023. Now, all these words are among the most commonly used words in the English language. They come from a 2023 list of about 2,800 words shown to cover over 90% of general English. All right. So, okay, I know where you're going with this. I know where you're going with this. Because if it's only 2,800 words, how come so many are used?
Good question.
Here's some of the words. You ready for this? Vice. Okay. That's,
I wouldn't consider that a common word.
Well, you know, I say it a lot.
Okay.
This, vice, this. Theory. Impress. Gender, chemical, constitute, range, county. I'm not going to go through all of them.
Oh,
but these are just some of them. Sorry, evolve, basic.
Hello.
I'm sure that's in there. Yeah, because they don't have them, you know, top to bottom.
Right,
they put
right,
them
right.
all over the page, you know, like.
I mean, things that would come to mind for me would be the, a,
well, no,
two.
These are, no, no. These are words. Those are like conjunctions or one letter.
Oh, I see. Yeah. I see you.
Okay. Art, absence, safety, bike.
Idiot.
Clinical. Where am I?
Nimrod. I don't know.
Gobsmacked. No, that's not in there. But it should be. Let me see. Where else? The new list devotes more space to abstract concepts and less to the physical word. They used a common linguistics research tool that sorted all the words by meaning. It assigned each word to one of 21 subject categories, food and farming, body and self, government and public language, and all that. And the, it's, you know, why they did it. It's over 90% from, it's, the aim was a vocabulary list with a few words and as much coverage of everyday English usage. The coverage is high, over 90%, and about 84% in the 53 list. They had to track a significant portion of whatever people were actually reading and saying. A word earned its place by appearing enough across enough context to be hard to avoid for the average person in society. From goat to despite. So, I'm trying to see.
Well, the question I was going to ask is, who did this and why?
Well,
and then
didn't I just say that? No. Who did this? It's a general services list.
What do they do? Use AI on the scrub the whole internet?
Yeah, it would have to do that. Okay. Some of the changes they didn't make it from 53 to now is telegraphed. Computer was added, along with website and blog. Tobacco laced by cigarette. Motherhood became mom and dad. Though fatherhood was never on the list to begin with.
Oh, God.
Apple didn't make the new list. Neither did fork, soap, umbrella, or leaf. It's not that they disappeared. It's just that many hands-on words became less central to the core vocabulary. Dog stayed. Goat stayed. Goat and donkey didn't. Bread stayed. However, flour and wheat dropped. Cook is on the new list. Boil, bake, and fry are not. Isn't that interesting? Mortgage, corporation, appropriate, analysis, fairly, and despite.
Toilet paper became bathroom tissue?
I don't know. That would probably be it. So, okay. And, you know, so as more technology has entered into our lives, more technological words are used. You know, I think it's interesting to see there's 2,800 words that occur like 90% of the time.
Yeah.
So
facts probably dropped off the list.
I'm not sure. I'd have to go back and I just wonder if they have in alphabetical order, you know, things like...
That would only make sense.
Language and communication, the 21 semantic categories. General and abstract is the largest at 17.4. Social actions and procedures. Resistance, kiss, uncle, bored, gay, male, female. Right.
Gosh.
So I know. This is just perspective. Things that the sharpest drops are the most tangible categories. Substances and objects, the body and the individual. Words such as clay, corn, hammer, beard, towel, and weave, for which you grow, make, and hold in your hand, all thinned out. Huh.
Oh, man.
Okay. Data centers. We've got...
Two and a half minutes.
Not enough time. Not enough time for it. Okay, tomorrow we'll hit data centers.
Okay.
And the question is, data centers are needed, you know, with the new AI technology.
Yep.
The Chinese are building them everywhere. And what we're finding here in the United States, and we'll extrapolate on it tomorrow. You like that word?
Yep. Didn't make the list.
Yeah, probably didn't. Extrapolate on this tomorrow is that communities are pushing back.
Oh, yeah.
Because these things are such energy hogs. But if listened to Marty Mosley last month, and he's going to be on this Friday, by the way, we're talking AI. All this goes down into the amount of power it takes to generate all this.
Right.
As the chips get more powerful, you're going to need less energy. So if you're into this right now and you're building these centers, that in 5-6 years, the amount of power it's going to take to run them is going to drop drastically.
Right.
At least, and I'm going to go back and ask Marty about this again Friday. Because right now, we have communities pushing back, and a good example is up Mount Shasta. Even though there was nothing that said it was going to be AI, the whole community banded together.
Yeah.
And said, we will not have a data center here using the water from that shut down water processing facility. They used to sell, you know, water out of Mount Shasta or whatever it was. But they pushed back hard on it, and they said there'll never be an AI here. Well, areas that have AI, their energy cost went way up too. That's not the only thing with water, but their energy cost went sky high.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah, a lot to talk about then.
They could fix that by putting nuke next to it.
I was thinking the exact same thing.
One of the mini nukes next, you know, that they make mini MINI nukes.
Yeah.
Facilities now. You put one of those there, but see, it needs water.
Yep.
Also, I think some of the newest ones they have a different way of cooling, but you still need the water. Well, we have the water, and that would be a way of handling the energy.
Yeah.
But you're going to get pushback. Oh, a lot. from Shasta County on something.
Of course.
Like that. But the danger is, here's the danger. If we don't build these things, the Chinese are, they're going to take the lead.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to break for the news. We come back. Kimberly Johnson from Arch Collaborative is going to join us.
KCNR, Shasta Reading.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. There were noisy demonstrations in D.C. ahead of Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu's visit to the White House today. He and President Trump discussing where things stand with Iran. The president insists that Tehran is still anxious to cut a deal with the U.S.
The people said, please don't drop, don't shoot last night, the night before, two nights. Don't do it. You know, we're having good talks. So we'll see what happens. I think there's a good chance that something could happen. And if it does, good. If it doesn't, we go back to doing what we were doing 2 days ago.
The president also meeting today with Ukrainian President Zelensky. Then Mr. Trump will attend the late Senator Lindsey Graham's funeral at Washington National Cathedral. There's a vote planned today on a permanent director of national intelligence.
The Senate is expected to confirm Jay Clayton later today to become head of the nation's intelligence agencies. Clayton is expected to be confirmed along party lines after a contentious hearing 2 weeks ago in which he repeatedly refused to say that former President Joe Biden won the 2020 election, instead saying
Joe Biden was certified as the president of the United States.
Still, Democrats say they have more confidence in Clayton than they do in Trump's temporary pick for the job, Bill Pulte, who has no known intelligence experience and investigated the president's perceived enemies in his previous post as a federal housing regulator. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Americans' confidence in the economy, as measured by the Conference Board, is down this month as gas prices rose again. The board's Consumer Confidence Index fell to 90.8 this month, from a reading of 92.2 in June. Seems that much of the American consumer's outlook rises and falls with the price at the gas pump. And on Wall Street, the Dow trading 386 points higher, the Nasdaq down 166. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Well, it's official. My friends have all switched to Pure Talk because I told them they could save a bunch of money on a super reliable high-speed network with unlimited data. And because they're my friends, they trust me. As for the rest of you, well, Pure Talk understands that even though you might like me, you're not just going to take my word for it, nor should you. For that reason, and for a very limited time, Pure Talk is offering any of their plans for just $15 a month for the first 3 months, including their top-tier unlimited plan that normally sells for $65 a month. Think of it like a test drive, a super simple way to save $150 while you kick the tires on Pure Talk's blazing fast network, and a fine way to see for yourself why I switched from Big Wireless, along with a few hundred thousand of my closest friends. Dial #250, say micro, and be connected to Pure Talk's friendly U.S. customer service team. Again, dial #250, say micro, and let the savings begin.
Is the bloom off the rose for artificial intelligence? Well, there's been a big sell-off of AI-related stocks in South Korea.
Today's sell-off in Asia's chip stocks comes as investors begin to question how much is being spent on the AI boom, as well as worries over rising competition from China's chip industry. Shares in NVIDIA sank 5% on Wall Street on Monday on reports that the chip maker could provide a financial backstop worth $250 billion to help build OpenAI data centers. That's raising concerns about the extent to which the American chipmaker may be financing its own customers.
The BBC's Maura Fogarty. Meeting at a British naval base, Ukrainian President Zelensky and the new UK Prime Minister Andy Burnham have discussed joint drone projects, as well as Ukraine's urgent need for ballistic missile interceptors. Burnham says yesterday's talks intended to underline unwavering British support for Ukraine. Townhall.com. It is a judicial victory for the Trump administration.
A federal judge has dismissed a lawsuit challenging the legitimacy of President Trump's Religious Liberty Commission. The lawsuit filed by an interfaith group argued that the commission's overwhelmingly conservative Christian makeup lacked a legally required balance of viewpoints. On Monday, U.S. District Judge John P. Cronin ruled that while federal law requires advisory commissions to have a balance of viewpoints, it doesn't specify how this should be done. The lawsuit sought a more ideologically and religiously diverse commission. However, Cronin said the commission is diverse in other ways. Keith Peters, Washington.
Trump administration preparing to supercharge programs aimed at countering China's growing influence worldwide, bolstering the budgets of those programs by hundreds of millions of dollars, includes replacing outdated, aging undersea telecommunications cables in the Caribbean and Central America. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's up in the mountains with seven of her girlfriends using up all the words that they use. There's eight women. How many words a day do you think is floating through the atmosphere up there? Now, my question is, if women, because women use more words than men, because men say things like, no, yes, and then we're asked to expound on that. It's like how we shop. We go in, we go where we're going for, pick up that set of Wranglers, and come back out. We
right.
do not make a ship, a trip through the mall. So, if they use, say, 60,000 words a day or 70,000 words a day, and they're up there, eight women, so you know there's got to be more words used. Now, we did realize that if a woman doesn't use her allocated 60,000 words a day, it rolls over to the next day. So then she's got 80. But what happens if they've used all of their allocated words in the first 4 days? Does that mean when Linda comes home, she's only going to be saying yes or no?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
Unequivocally,
thank you. No, you're absolutely right, because she'll use more words to describe about all the words they talked about.
Yeah.
Exactly.
She has information to share with you.
There you go.
It's important.
Yeah, I better be listening. 8:06 in the morning. It's going to be 101 degrees today. Now, that's the nice day. It's going to get warmer. Okay. Tomorrow, it goes up to 102, but it stays at 102 through Thursday. Friday, 106. Saturday, 107. But Sunday is going to stay the same, 107. Lows, in the, 70, 71, 69. So, it's still slow. It still cools off at night. But Monday, sunny and hot with a high near 108, which means 106 in some areas, 110 in others.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's that time of year.
It's getting warm. And the weather reports, and it's clearly, I want to say, not the weather, but the weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Locally owned, locally operated business out of Anderson, been in the business close to 30 years, providing outstanding customer support to the people that are with them at Shasta Gas Propane. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. They've got other payment plans, and they do a lot for our community and for the homeless, for veterans, all of these things at Shasta Gas Propane. Three generations of the Kinney family work there. Locally owned, locally operated, and a veteran-owned business. And you can reach them at 530-365-3793. And the national day is?
National Water Park Day.
Water Park Day.
National Milk Chocolate Day.
Milk chocolate. Do not leave your milk chocolate in your car.
Definitely not.
It'll be a little pool of milk chocolate that you can just put a straw in. My guest today is Kimberly Johnson.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, ma'am. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are
Arch
you?
Collaborative Children's Legacy Center.
One safe place. Yes, sir.
There you go. And the reason I called about having you on, one, it's been a long time.
Yeah, it's been too long. We always have a good time. We always have a good time.
You all just got a big grant from the state.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that.
Let's talk about it.
Yeah. Okay.
So we had the incredible opportunity to apply for some funds really through the Rural County Representatives of California. And, you know, I've spent a number of years writing grants over the last, I guess, 10 or so years. And I have to say, this is probably one of my favorite ones to watch the way that it came together. And, I mean, it was just really a rallying that happened within about less than a 2-week turnaround time, and was having a conversation with former Senator Brian Daly and letting him know about these funds in order to support, you know, regional county administrative behavioral health needs, and one of the real needs that was realized throughout the True North Campus project. And so he picked up the phone and called over to RCRC, and they said, hey, let's give it a try. And my gosh, I mean, we pulled this thing together, and it's going to...
RCRC is Rural County Representatives of California.
That's exactly
right. I think you said it already. I just want to repeat it.
Yep.
Okay.
And they represent about 40 counties in the state of California, but this grant in particular is focused on the rural and frontier North State. And it's built around a model called the Collective Impact Framework Model, which is a model that puts together teams of people, collaborative teams of people with a common shared agenda in order to accomplish and achieve a goal. And the core of framework for this grant is really about bringing together the county behavioral health departments across Northern California, far rural Northern California, across 15 rural counties, and then having four key subcommittees focused on workforce development, technology integrations, leveraging finance and funding drawdowns, and then what's called the BHSA implementation, which is the implementation of the Behavioral Health Services Act. So these key needs that these rural Northern California behavioral health counties really need in order to be able to come together.
We're having a problem with our behavioral health.
Oh, yeah.
Lack of people, mm-hmm. lack of funding. Mm-hmm. We have the highest suicide rates.
Yeah,
up here, and part of it is, from everything I read, is a lack of being able to get the mental health professionals out to the rural areas.
That's right.
So this is a $5 million grant through the Innovation Partnership Fund, and it's Rural Behavioral Health Action Collaborative, which you all at ARCH are going to head up.
So,
am I got that?
Yeah, great question.
Kind of right.
Great question. So, RCRC is really, I mean, they're the master conveners and advocates for rural counties. And so, they're really the drivers of this. We get to have the privilege of coming alongside them as well as the counties and supporting them to see it through.
Okay. This is a 30-month project.
That's
and
right.
They were chosen by a state agency out of 307 applications.
Yeah.
And it's, like you said, to create a shared regional infrastructure mm-hmm. model.
That's right.
And to strengthen county collaboration. So how do you do this?
Yeah, good question. Well,
it always sounds good.
Yeah. So what does it actually mean?
It sounds really
right.
simple.
Right? Yeah. What does it actually mean? Right. And I mean, when you're talking about complex systems, no complex system is going to have any sort of simple solution. But I think the most simple explanation that I would give would be the state of California has gone through, since 2021, unprecedented change in the world of behavioral health care. The way that we meet the needs of people with mental health and substance use disorder, which is ultimately what behavioral health is, right? It's those two things coming together. And the way that we meet their needs has completely transformed since 2021. And we have seen sweeping legislation. And what happens anytime there is sweeping statewide legislation, particularly in the far rural North State, is the way that that legislation is implemented in MoDoc County is going to look very different than the way that it's implemented in LA County. And yet some of the kind of basic core threshold requirements are the same. But in those larger urban counties, they're going to have entire teams of people that are dedicated to how do we implement this statewide change, right? Some of these smaller counties, I mean, you have department heads that are also doing cradle to grave social work, right? They're going out and meeting with people, and they're also in a director position in these rural counties, right?
Well, yeah, they've got in large cities or larger cities, they've got districts mm-hmm. where they're not traveling out. They're not traveling 200 miles.
Right.
Within their district
yeah.
to try and help people.
Right.
And so it's totally different
yeah.
up here.
That's right.
So.
And I think, and it's not that, you know, I think it's easy for us to say our challenges are harder or worse. I think I don't know that it's even, they're not even either. You can't even compare them.
Yeah,
it's not even apples and oranges, right? Yeah, yeah, exactly. Which one thing I want to sort of skip ahead and we'll actually go back to something you were saying earlier in terms of our suicide rates that are here. I was throughout the community engagement effort during the True North Project. I met with the guy who runs the suicide hotline for veterans in the North State.
Mm-hmm.
And so I asked him, I was like, what do you think that, like, what is your take on the driving cause of suicide in the far rural North? And he said, well, you know, for a lot of our vets especially, they're coming here because it's beautiful, it's peaceful, it's serene, it's quiet. They're getting out of the noise of the city and the chaos. And he's like, but the very thing that they're coming to seek self-care actually becomes the thing that drives them further into isolation. And ultimately, that isolation can drive people in, you know, lack of access, isolation can increase. We see what we see, which is an increase of suicidality.
Yeah, you want to be by yourself, but then you're isolated. And then, you know, the person to bounce it off of is yourself.
That's right.
And that may not work.
That's right. And okay. So the way that we face that solution is different here. So all of that being said, within this sort of sweeping change that we've seen across the state, the responsibility, the burden of responsibility to see all of this change implemented, and it doesn't just impact behavioral health departments. It's through our school system. It's through public safety initiatives in our jail system. It's everywhere. And a lot of the burden of responsibilities is on the county behavioral health departments.
Okay. We need to take a break. And I'm with Kimberly Johnson, and we're talking about behavioral health up here in the northern region. The Arch Collaborative, in partnership with the Rural County Representatives of California, was awarded a state grant of $5 million through California's Innovation Partnership Fund to pilot a program entitled the Rural Behavioral Health Air Action Collaborative. This portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. If you're not getting treatment for work injury because of denials or other reasons that just aren't good reasons, you need some help. And that would be Patrick Gorman. He is an expert in workers' compensation. A work injury can be life-changing for you, your family. You know, you want to go back to work, but what if you can't go back to that same job and you need new training and all of this? You need somebody on your side that understands workers' comp and will get you the treatment that you deserve, you rate, not because somebody wants to put a hold on it. Give them a call at 530-262-2168. It's a free consultation. You'll talk to Patrick. You're going to need somebody that's going to fight for you, and he's a scrapper and a man of integrity. Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. For more information, go to GormanComplaw.com. That's Gorman, G-O-R-M-A-N, Comp, C-O-M-P, Law.com. And we'll be right back with Kimberly Johnson. I got you.
Coming soon, get ready for a fresh new publication created especially for women who love the Western and country lifestyle. Jade West Magazine, launching August 1st with our very first edition. Jade West Magazine will bring inspiring stories, beautiful photography, and fresh content to readers every 2 months. Whether you're a lifelong country girl or simply inspired by the beauty and values of rural living, Jade West celebrates women, traditions, and communities that make the West so special. Discover Western fashion trends, delicious homestyle recipes, country decor inspiration, travel destinations, and ideas for celebrating life's special moments. Meet influential women, rodeo queens, artists, musicians, authors, and local businesses that are shaping today's Western culture. Jade West Magazine celebrates strength, grace, and the spirit of women across the West. Pre-order your print or digital copy today at jadewestmag.com and be among the first to experience our premier issue on August 1st. Jade West Magazine, for the wild woman.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Rob Keenan, KIXCPBS General Manager. I want to thank Redding Rancheria for their support over the years, providing funding with our story time books for families in the local area.
Jake Mangus with Mercy Foundation North. We'd like to thank Redding Rancheria for being a great partner in healthcare and a great partner in giving.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Everybody calls us a liar.
Stay cool this summer with a new qualified AC system from Alliance. If your current AC is struggling to keep up, now is the perfect time to upgrade. With payments starting at just $114 a month, comfort may be more affordable than you think. Don't wait until the summer heat is already here. Call Alliance today at 2212-642. Again, 2212-642. Alliance Heating and Air. Everybody calls us.
Every drive tells a story. Morning commutes, weekend getaways, road trips that stretch for miles. That's why you need Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. At Quick and Clean Car Wash, you'll receive a detailed hand scrub pre-clean, a gentle soft cloth wash, and a personal towel dry brings out a smooth, polished shine. Fast, affordable, starting at only $12. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl Lindebach. It's going to be sunny and hot today, around 101. And that's the nice day, my friends. That's the good news, because by next Monday, we're going to be up to 108. So it's going to be in the hundreds from now until next Tuesday. It will get down in the high 60s, low 70s at night, which is... You don't realize what a great part of the weather is to get that cool.
Such a relief.
Yeah, if you're in other places like Phoenix and some of these other places, it gets to like 90 at night.
Yeah.
And you just can't cool off there. Hey, my guest today is Kimberly Johnson, who heads up Arch Collaborative, which is the umbrella organization for One Safe Place and Children's Legacy Center. But they've also are partnering with the Rural County Representatives of California, RCRC, and a partnership. And the were just awarded a state grant. The RCRC was awarded the state grant of $5 million through California's Innovation Partnership Fund to pilot a project titled the Rural Behavioral Health Action Collaborative. But you all are you all taking the lead in this over there at Arch?
So you mean in the actual execution of the project?
The execution of the project.
Yeah. So we're going to be heavily involved in terms of managing the project itself and working directly alongside with the counties in order to bring them all together and facilitate the execution of the project. Yes.
Now you all had, because we know that behavioral health, mental health is something we really need up here in the North State for a number of reasons. And we talked about one of them during the break, veterans. Veterans are still committing suicide about 21 a day, 21 to 22, depending on which horrible statistic you read.
Yeah.
But that's every day. Yeah. And and you had a good point that you made during our break about why it seems like we have a larger number of veterans committing suicide, especially up here.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think, you know, for so many of us, the reason why we love this area is just it's beautiful, it's peaceful, it's calming, and also that can lead to isolation, and it leads to lack of access. And We know that, to your point, I mean, the behavioral health workforce is such a critical need. And so the I think, you know, of course, there's also still some degree of stigma, although I do believe that in the last probably 5 to 10 years, we've done a pretty good job of reducing stigma, both locally and nationally.
Well, after my last tour in Iraq, when we got back, everybody got 3 or 4 days off. And then on that following Monday, everybody reported back in for classes, and it was all on post-traumatic stress. Mm. And what are the symptoms? What are people doing? And reaching out to people, including if you're concerned about it may have an impact, you know, your career Marine, reaching out to somebody and, you know, like to the Navy, because mm-hmm. that's our medical. They also had a list of other out in town counselors and clinics that you could go to.
Wow.
So it would be, you could go out in town to them, mm-hmm. but after 6 sessions, you had to, you know, it's time to come back into the fold. But they did it, and they tried different ways of, mm-hmm. you know, keeping a whole unit together when they got back, you know, so everybody was together or not.
Yeah.
Because most time you came back and either you were getting ready to get out of the service or you were transferred to other stations or whatever, to keep them together for mm-hmm. 6-7 months and then do that. Mm-hmm. So they would have that group around them that they'd been in combat with. And coming up here to the North State, and you can see this, you're not surrounded by people, mm-hmm. beautiful terrain. You can get out, but then you do isolate yourself. If you're not with your family, but even with your family, you can isolate yourself. And reaching out to somebody is not always easy.
Mm-hmm.
But if you reach out and there's nobody there, or it's going to take you 4 weeks to see them,
mm-hmm.
that doesn't help either.
Yeah.
That's my opinion.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
What, if you don't mind me asking, what did sure. you see in terms of engagement? I mean, like, were those that you served with, were they willing to engage? Were they saying that they needed help?
Well,
what did that look like?
I think, you know, it played its way out in other things. We had, senior officers, I say, field grade officers coming in that talked about how they'd reached out and how it had helped them. And we had, but way it was acted out and things like, because you've been adrenaline junkies for a couple years,
mm-hmm.
and our Marines would do different things. And we had veterans coming in saying how they'd gotten into gambling.
Mm.
Gambling gave them that rush.
Yeah.
Other times, our guys had survived 2 combat tours, were buying these high-speed motorcycles.
Mm-hmm.
And killing themselves out there, not on purpose,
right?
But
right.
just pushing
the
them,
rush of it. Yeah.
And you know, and doing things like that. I think it helped because we made a big effort to say we know this is happening,
mm-hmm.
and what can we do? Every Marine during that week was counseled.
Wow!
And
yeah.
if you were, I think sergeant and below, you're in groups of like 10.
Mm-hmm.
With a real, you know, counselor of, you know, staff and COs, senior staff and COs and officers. We did one-on-one so they could talk to us, so we could talk to our troops.
Mm-hmm.
But they asked all the questions. And then when I got out and I went to the VA clinic here, I went through a whole list of questions they ask you.
Yeah.
You know, if you've been in a combat zones or multiple combat zones, to identify if you have post-traumatic stress.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think the term post-traumatic stress, we don't ever measure it coming into the service. You could already be at 60%
right.
because of life experiences.
Absolutely.
And then being in combat didn't help.
Yeah.
I think the effort was there, you know, but again, it takes reaching out.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe at that point, you're not ready.
Yeah.
But so that's kind of a, you know, continuum.
Yeah, absolutely.
And when you get out, you realize that, I mean, I had a friend that said, I just thought I was angry for 28 years.
Mm. Wow.
Had another one after 20 years after Vietnam, woke up screaming in Vietnamese.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. That book, Stranger in My Bed by Debbie Sprague.
Mm-hmm.
If you've not read that book, It's should be on your reading list.
I haven't read it, but I absolutely will.
Yeah.
Absolutely will.
It should be on your reading list, and it's about PTSD and reaching out.
Mm-hmm.
And how, because if the military veteran has PTSD, so does his family.
Yeah, right.
Now.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
Anyway, I didn't mean to take that, but we're talking about, we do need, you know, what you all are doing here, and I can't wait to come back from the break and ask you more about what your plans are on this.
Hey,
this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, across from the new Submarama. They're moving in there across the parking lot. Is my barbershop of choice since 2007. Never had a bad haircut. They're pleasant. Go in there, get a great haircut, and it is a barbershop. It's not a hair salon. I can make an appointment so it works on my schedule by calling them at 530-244-9478 or go to Booksy. Go to Booksy for, look up Reading and Cypress Square Barbershop, and they send you emails and remind you about it, the whole thing. It's man's last stronghold. Every haircut, American made. And we'll be right back.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Reading, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
The only real estate agent I trust right here in Reading and Shasta County is Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate. Now, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
Many homeowners are curious about their current home's value, but don't necessarily want to invite an agent over yet. Now, you have a tool on your website which helps with that. How does that work?
I think you're talking about our value calculator. If you go online at our website, you can check the value of your home instantly. And what it's doing is it's providing you with access to a Rolodex of other properties that have sold in your immediate area. And it's adjusting for your property compared to those to give you an estimate of value. But I'll give you a secret. If you give us a phone call, in addition to doing that, we'll ask you just a few more questions around your property. And we could probably get you within 1 or 2% of what the actual value is just over the phone.
All right, thanks for keeping us up to date. Go online to readinghomes.com. That's Reading, R-E-D-D-I-N-G, homes.com, or just Google Josh Barker.
Looking for quality outdoor gear while supporting a local veteran-owned business? Check out NorCal Outfitters, proudly based right here in Reading, California. Built on a passion for the outdoors and the values that make our community strong, NorCal Outfitters offers apparel and gear designed for hunters, anglers, outdoorsmen, and anyone who loves the outdoor lifestyle. And right now, we're excited to announce our partnership with Ultimate Predator Outfitters to give you a chance to win an incredible 3-day guided California hog hunt experience. Your ticket includes lodging, expert guides, and the opportunity to create memories that last a lifetime. Whether you're a seasoned hunter or looking to experience your first guided hunt, this is an opportunity you won't want to miss. Support local, support veteran owned, and enter today by purchasing your raffle tickets at ncofit.com. That's ncofit.com. NorCal Outfitters, born for the wild, worn for life.
Goldleaf Nursery is open and has been serving Shasta County growers since 1975 and going strong. Have you noticed all the different colors of crepe myrtles blooming? We have several varieties and colors, dwarf size, semi-dwarf, up to full size to choose from. And right now, they're on sale and drought tolerant. It's a great time to buy. Goldleaf Nursery carries a large selection of water-wise shrubs and trees. Our summer sale is on now. 20% off all gallon and 15-gallon shrubs and trees. 25% off all 25-gallon trees. Need fast-growing trees, 3 to 4 feet per year, drought-tolerant? We have Polyanthemos Silver Dollar and Weeping Willows. Great for screening or fast shade. Don't miss the 20% off sale going on all summer long. Come check out Goldleaf Nursery on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road in Dersh,
across from Club Tucker Golf Course.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctors' offices and dentist offices, we have the companies. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Reading, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Hundebot. 101 degrees today, people. Don't leave anything in the back seat. And today's going to be the cool day. It's going to be in the hundreds all the way through next Tuesday, going up to like 108. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And our guest today is Kimberly Johnson, heads up Arch Collaborative, which has the Children's Legacy Center in One Safe Place. And they have partnered up with the Rural California something.
Rural representatives, yep.
Yep. Rural and, for behavioral health. So, and it's going to be a, you all are like the umbrella of trying to pull organizations together to, what, to get more assistance, to, more money and more health care. Or yeah. Mental health care here.
Yeah, absolutely. So really through all of the behavioral health changes that have happened in the state, you know, there's such a burden of responsibility that the counties themselves actually carry. And, you know, the state will often say we reward regional solutions. We like regional solutions. We like counties coming together. But my gosh, I mean, it's easier said than done, right? And so I think if we can help build a table that all the counties themselves can sit around and collaborate around and work together, hopefully that will make their lives and jobs easier. And so it's built around a collective impact framework model, which is an incredible model for strategic collaborations and really driving solutions. I mean, the last thing any of us need is one more meeting for a meeting. But how are we really coming together and solving problems within the far rural and frontier North State that are unique to the rest of the state of California? I'll give you one example. So there's three priority areas that the state has where behavioral healthcare workforce is uniquely challenging. There's a drastic shortage in these three areas. One is Northern Sierra, us. Second is San Joaquin County, San Joaquin Valley. And then the third is Inland Empire. Well, Inland Empire is about two counties. San Joaquin is San Joaquin. And then up here, we've got 20 counties. Right. And that's such a great example because that's 20 sheriffs. That's 20 behavioral health directors. That's 20 county CAOs. And so for all of those counties to collaborate together, the nice thing is the beautiful thing is actually, I think the collaboration is what makes us magic. I've yet to have a moment where I call a neighboring county and say, hey, there's this thing that, you know, we want to try to pull together. They'll show up and they'll come to a meeting and they'll weigh in and support. This grant in particular was a great example of that. I mean, we sent out letters of support requests, and within 48 hours notice, I think we had 12, 13 counties that signed letters of support for the grant.
Well, good. You know, a lot of times when you've got this many organizations doing the same thing, has there been any thought about if you have one organization with reps from the others, that you could do away with layers of bureaucracy and yeah. save money and put that money back into the mental health?
Yeah. Absolutely.
In other words, cut your overhead.
Right.
By having, maybe that's too scary for people to say that, well, you know, MoDoc County is different than Shasta County. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is. That if we don't have our own, we'll never get taken care of. Mm-hmm. Is that what you run into?
Well, I mean, there's two sort of parallel kind of, I think, realities to that. One is on the nonprofit or the private side, right? And that's a economies of scale modeling. That's third party administrators. That's management services organizations. Those things like that, right? On the county side, the counties have really specific things that they're required to do as a county, right? And also roles that they're required to have. So really the way that counties can come together and formalize collaboration is most often through the formation of a joint powers authority. So it's what it's called a JPA. And think of it like a board of directors that only those in government are able to sit on. So locally, like Shascom, our local 911, that's an example of a JPA. There's a 10-county EMS network that is a JPA. And so although nonprofits and other stakeholders are able to sit, they're not able to be voting members. I don't know if that is where this collaborative that we're working on the behavioral health side is going to head. If it's, that's where it's going to go, I think that's ultimately up to the counties. And I think it's up to the counties to decide. But the work that it takes to be able to understand what are the threads, what are the common threads that run through all of them? And then what are the things that make each of them unique? That's a great example of something that it takes time and effort and energy that these counties individually can't be asked or expected to do on their own, but hopefully through collaborations like this, we can have some of those conversations.
Well, I see our Health and Human Services right here in Shasta County cutting back $2.5 million on services for a variety of reasons. It'd be interesting to know if they could ever figure out where their money is going to. I think that's been a problem.
It's been some challenge. Yeah,
yeah, and so you know, that's not just a bookkeeping thing; that's a organizational thing. But still, it's cut back, if the article I read is correct.
Yeah, it's cut back, and I do think that, I mean, I think that the piece locally that we can't set aside is, although, you know, of course, there's been a lot of conversations about the county leadership turnover that we've had the last few years across multiple departments, but I think what's often missed is there's two other layers to that, right? So we hear about the headliners, but we don't hear about all of the middle crew that are the people that keep the engine running, right? The people in the finance department or the people that are in contracts. And then you've got the frontline folks, right? You've got frontline folks that are working in positions that are underpaid and incredibly, incredibly hard jobs. And so you see that turnover that trickle down beyond just at a leadership level that has made it really hard. And I don't envy the leadership within HHSA or any of our other county departments. They have hard jobs these days.
Yeah, they do. Is this a sea change? This collaboration.
What do you mean by that?
A sea change is a total different way of doing things, looking at things.
I love that. Yeah.
Yeah. Feel free to use it.
I love that.
Just like mission creep.
Yeah.
You know what that is. Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely know what mission creep is. Yeah, I have got some strong opinions about mission creep, actually.
Right.
So I think what I would say to that is this is a whoever. So when you say that, when you ask that question, I have the picture that comes to my mind is sort of like standing on the shoreline and there's a little bit of like testing the winds, and it feels like, hey, there's some winds that are changing that could potentially lead to a sea change.
Well, what I look at is, and this is the way we've done it in the past.
Yeah.
This is going to be a new way of looking how we can accomplish the same mission, but in a completely different manner of, you know, either through collaboration or you're bringing in assets that counties wouldn't ordinarily have had.
Yeah.
So that's what I kind of see it as.
Yeah, I would agree. I would also say that, you know, this region has a unique level of collaboration compared to others. And whether that is, you know, one great example, we did a, 15 counties or so came together in July of last year up here. And it was really behavioral health driven. And it was a partnership with Partnership Health Plan and RCRC and us and the Steinberg Institute. And we were struggling with law enforcement engagement. And so I shot a text over to Sheriff Johnson and I was like, hey, you know, we're struggling to get law enforcement presence at this thing. And so Sheriff Johnson sent off an email to all the sheriffs that had been invited. And I loved the language that he used. And it was basically like, hey, so in cop talk, like, I know that what was sent out was more therapy talk, but in Cop Top, here's what this is and here's why it matters. And my gosh, the sheriff's office presence that we had at this thing was unbelievable. And I think that that shows two things. Number one, the level of collaboration among the sheriff's departments or the probation chiefs or the child welfare directors. We've had to bind together because we've had to come together for solutions because it's been hard, right?
Yeah.
And so it happens in those kind of those one-off ways or even in sharing of protocols and things like that. What I'm excited about with this is the way in which it will formalize some of that collaboration. But the thing that can't be missed in that is that when earlier I said that counties are often responsible for all of this change, but therapists and police officers don't speak the same language, right? Cops and therapists don't speak the same language. And yet we're talking about massive behavioral health change that also does impact public safety. And so this was such a great example of the importance of communication. And that's actually one of the kind of pieces that I'm excited about this group coming together around is when something's coming down from the state through either a CAO's office or a county behavioral health department, how is that translated to a sheriff's office or to public health or whomever in order to be able to ensure that it's able to be received well and easily? And so those are some of the things that may not seem like big deals, but are going to be really big deals and I think transformational for the region.
Okay. I'm here with Kimberly Johnson, CEO of Arch Collaborative, and we're talking about this new program along with the Rural California, Rural County Representatives of California, and it's this new Behavioral Innovation Partnership Fund to pilot a project titled the Rural Behavioral Health Action Collaborative that Arch Collaborative has partnership with the Rural County representatives to bring additional assets to people up here in the northern region. What do you call this? The mountain region?
Yeah, I call it Far Rural North State.
The true North State.
That's right.
There you go.
Don't tell me you're in San Francisco and you're from the North State.
Yeah,
not the same thing.
Don't even tell me you're from Sacramento and you're in North
totally
State.
Totally, that's right.
And I'm not too sure about Yuba County sometimes. We'll be right back after these messages.
Explore, learn, and play this summer at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Discover 300 acres of adventure featuring the Turtle Bay Museum, playgrounds, animals, botanical gardens, trails, and so much more. This summer, experience Popnology and explore science and technology. Marvel at hundreds of butterflies in our butterfly house. Feed lorikeets in Parrot Playhouse. Hop on a ride with the Turtle Express train. And don't miss the popular Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show. Plan your visit today at turtlebay.org.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300 a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Since 2019, Organic Pilates has been helping Reading build stronger bodies, not just for summer, but every season of life. Experience matters. We don't teach exercises. We teach to the body in front of us. The best way to start is with our $99 new student intro, one semi-private two-group reformer classes, and an infrared sauna session. Visit us downtown with free parking. We're right in between curated and theory coffee. Your Pilates story starts here.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
That's from that movie, never nominated for an Academy Award, Night at the Roxbury.
What a crime.
What a crime.
Especially when you see some that are nominated or win Academy Awards.
You know, here's the thing about Academy Awards. You know, I think of all these award shows, almost all, it's kind of like self-licking ice cream cones. And I'll fix that, yeah.
Carl's trying to take care of me.
Take care of that microphone. That microphone keeps jumping up and down. It's all excited. It was dancing, too. And But, you know, a lot of them that are nominated are only out in the theaters for a couple of weeks, and they're kind of like the insider ones. Now, there's differences, and then you see some that were made more money and had more people watching them than any other movie, and they're not – they're never nominated.
Right. Yeah. Well, I used to every year after the Oscars, I would watch the movie, if I hadn't seen it, the movie that won Best Picture. Yeah. And then I don't remember which one it was. It was something, it was like a fish movie or something. And after that one came out, I was like, yeah, I'm not doing that. Like the former movies of, you know, just some of the great.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't know.
What happened to the classics?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. They got weird.
Well, okay. Hey, that's just all on the side there. Yeah. But I'm here with Kimberly Johnson, CEO of the Arts Collaborative, and we're talking about this new partnership that the Arts Collaborative done with the Rural County Representatives of California. It's got to do with behavioral health, mental health. Now, is there specifics that you can talk about? I mean, we've talked about it a lot, but say, and let's use MoDoc County because it's the far north and more cows than people by far,
yeah,
and all that, and they, you know, they are limited,
yeah,
on things that can happen. Is there things that you, at the level of the collaborative, can do specifically for people out there?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. So I think that, two things. One, it's important to remember this is an administrative forward heavy grant, right? And so it really is about the convening of these county behavioral health departments.
And getting them all working under the umbrella.
That's right.
Yep. Which, you know, whether people like it or not, every county has their own needs.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have an organization that can funnel things.
Right. Well, or that is learning lessons, right? And that's the magic side of the rural north, is that the way in which, my gosh, I mean, we're scrappy and resourceful. Like the way in which some of these counties have come up with really innovative solutions to the challenges that they face every day, and the ability to share that information together. One really practical example is rate negotiations as it relates to telepsychiatry. So, you know, we don't have psychiatrists that are serving the counties in the far rural north state. I think our county's psychiatrist position has been open, I want to say, years.
I always see that one open.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's pays very well.
It pays very well. But and what we're paying for telepsychiatry is, I mean, exorbitant. I mean, I think, a handful of months ago, we increased our contract by $2 million.
Wow.
But that's also because we're one county, right? So what is possible if all the counties come together and say, can we either come together and hire someone, or can we come together and look at how we're doing our telepsych contracts if they all came together? That's just using one example of something that I don't know if the answer to that question may be no, that solution doesn't work. But we have to try, because when you see the power of unity with these counties in things as practical as rate negotiations that are very real cost savings, or in solution sharings on how they're implementing some of these statewide requirements, is substantial in terms of their ability to then provide greater and better support to their communities.
Is there a way that, well, you use telemedicine, and they're seeing more and more of that. Is there a way that when you, as the umbrella organization, is it, you know, being able to, like you said, get several, maybe a couple counties that are adjacent to each other so that they can have mental health professionals that will be in their counties? I mean, I guess the it's wide open.
That's exactly right. The possibilities for solutions are truly limitless. And we're really in this critical juncture as a region, because we have, you know, in Shasta County, we have the only level 2 trauma center in I think it's 30,000 square mile radius, right?
Wow.
Which is Mercy Medical Center, Reading. Mm-hmm. We're surrounded by 16 critical access hospitals, and Glenn County's hospital recently closed because they lost their designation due to like a road dispute
a mileage dispute.
Yeah, literally a mileage dispute. But what we don't understand, what isn't talked about enough, is as a result of some of the impacts of HR1, we're going to see, I think the numbers are 50 to 100,000, something like that, Medi-Cal patients that are losing their insurance. And so where are they going to go if they need care? Well, they're going to go into our local emergency rooms. We additionally have the impacts of the expanded gravely disabled designation that is going to drive more people to our ERs. And funding cuts are coming down the pike for these critical access hospitals that are already, you know, kind of on the verge. So I don't think that we're going to waste a crisis, and I think we're going to band together, and I think we're going to, you know, do what the rural north does best and show what the power of unity and collaboration looks like when we drive solutions together. And so I'm excited to learn from the counties and get to be a witness to the project and a part of it.
Yeah, I'm sitting here, I'm reading a little bit from this article in the Shasta Scout, which is a good article if you have not seen it, by Mo Shimizu, and on this thing, and what it can do, and the, you know, the background behind it. The True North, we've only got like 3 minutes, as you can see. True North Behavioral Campus, which was first turned down, and then said, no, we want to do it. And we didn't get that. But this will not replace that. But behavioral health is mental health. And if you want to address people on the streets, a lot of it is that right there.
That's right.
Is the mental health. And if you can get people treated, they're going to be off the streets.
Yep, that's right.
Not all of them, of course, because some of them will never be. But imagine if you could cut back 25% to 30%.
Yeah, and if we could reduce the barrier to access, right?
Yeah.
If we can reduce the barrier to access, if we can increase workforce development, if we can leverage technology, I think that, you know, I have a lot of hope for this region, and I love this region. So I'm excited to get to be a part of this project that, even had True North been funded, the work that we're doing under this grant was still going to be necessary. So thanks for letting me come and talk about it. I appreciate you.
Well, I appreciate what you're doing, because I had a writer come in from New York one time, and this was back like 6 years ago when we were going through a lot of turmoil here. And I asked him if he had an hour, and I threw him in the truck, and we drove around. I said, you can't just be writing about one side. One of the places, you know, so I showed him different places. This is what Reading is. It's not just some people up in the Board of Supervisors. And one of the places I showed him was One Safe Place. Much larger cities than us don't have a place like you all have.
Yep.
Like we have here with One Safe Place and the Children's Legacy Center. And now, hopefully, this grant will help us pull the mental health and behavioral health people together to start addressing some of these questions, especially the shortages
that we're
facing right now.
Yeah. It's and both of those examples and now this one, it shows the power of collaboration. So these county behavioral health departments, they're the experts that we get to listen to and learn from and help hopefully drive solutions and ideas that they have ideas that we would love to help be a part of seeing implemented.
Okay. You'll be back in a couple of weeks for a big announcement.
Yeah, I get to come back and hang out with you a little bit more, which is good since an hour flies by in about 12 minutes. I'm not quite sure how that happens.
Tomorrow is Wednesday, and I believe we have tomorrow will be, hang on, I can tell you in a second if you go to our website. Tomorrow, Wednesday, Russ Winham, candidate for Reading City Council, will join us tomorrow. So have a good day. It's going to be hot, my friends. It's going to be hot. Yeah, take care, and God bless America.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.